Oh, Simba's Rolls. You're listening to Simba's Rolls.
Welcome into our first episode of Simba's Rolls. This is your host, your fearless leader, your rose hand outer, Josh. And I'm so glad you're here. Listen to that first episode. Now, because it's the first, I should probably explain what this podcast even is. Well, it's me and my amazing guests, who are probably people I forced to be on the show, to be honest, talking about The Bachelor, our thoughts on the last episode, forecasting what's coming up, our favorites, our anti-favorites, or the people we don't like. So yeah, let's get to it. And the first guest of the podcast is my kind of cousin, Brendan. Welcome to the show, Brendan.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Very well. I'm excited after last night's episode.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about, and it's back. And the podcast is starting.
Lots of drama, too.
So much drama. Buckle up. It's going to be a turbulent ride. Am I right?
For sure.
And speaking of plane jokes, do you want to take an over-under guess how many plane jokes there was before the first date, even?
Oh, man. There must have been, like, 50?
Well, half there. There's 26.
26.
26.
Quite a few.
Yeah. Quite a few. So everyone's favorite part of the show, you know, the where they get out of the limo and say hi to the Bachelor, you know, the non-cringiest part of the show, sarcastic.
Oh yes, the first impressions.
Yeah. What's your first impressions on the first impressions?
Well, I actually personally liked Victoria P a lot, but I was a little questionable when she was having her traumatic experience in the teacups showing on TV. That was kind of funny.
I know. Do you remember Elise from Ari season?
Oh, yeah, and Bachelor.
Yeah. With her bumper car drama.
Oh, my gosh.
This would remind me so much of that.
Well, yeah, she said trauma when she was, like, 5. I don't remember much from when I was 5.
Yeah. I remember, like, going to Disney World, but that wasn't very dramatic or anything.
Not very traumatic.
No. I'm not scarred for the rest of my life because of it. But, yeah. Yeah, I liked her too.
Who was your personal favorite?
Probably her, to be honest.
Oh, nice.
But did you notice when Peter called her beautiful right away, she got out of the car? I'm like, dude, you're kind of giving it away. Like, we know that she's going to go far.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I also liked the other Victoria initially, and then she got weird. Like,
which one was the other Victoria?
Yes. Yeah, that dry sense of humor.
Yes, that was a very one of the weirdest first impressions.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I'm like, dude, is this girl really going to leave? But
yeah, it was pretty funny. But then she also then went over to talk to him, and she brought up the same thing, and it was very cringeworthy when he didn't even realize what she had said.
I know.
Remind me.
Can you imagine? You go to The Bachelor. So you quit your job, right? And you go to The Bachelor, and he doesn't even remember you.
That's bad. I mean, he does have 30 or a lot of women on the first date, but still.
Yeah. And then she starts crying during the rose ceremony.
Do you think alcohol had something to do with that?
Oh, always.
Yes, of course.
Oh, man. There's so much drama in the first night.
I know there is. Also, though, I noticed that it was almost daylight by the time they had the rose ceremony, so they must have been up all night just to put everyone's nerves on edge.
I know. Like, my plan, when I'm on the show, because you know I applied, and I'm going to apply again, but I'm going to talk to the person right away, you know, get my name in there, because people remember the first person and the last person, so I'm going to be the first person, one of the first people to do this, and then I'm going to go take a nap, because I don't want to go to the rose ceremony all sleepyhead and angry or, you know, sleep deprived. Then I'll come back and get my rose and move to the second date.
And also, you won't have to worry about drama with any of the other people in the house while you're sleeping.
That's what I'm saying. And you notice no one interrupted anybody until the very end where they're like, oh no, we have 30 minutes until the rose ceremony and everyone started gunning.
Once it's towards the end, everyone starts to get scared. They start being like, okay, I've got to go. And they're interrupting every 2 minutes, and they'll interrupt three. Hannah Ann, that's a whole other conversation, interrupting three times, or three total times talking to
them. Oh, I know. That was a little obnoxious.
That was pretty obnoxious.
Reminds me of another Hannah, am I right?
Yes, for sure.
Not Hannah G. We still love Hannah G.
We love Hannah G. But Hannah Ann was one of my favorites initially also, but she, I don't know, we'll have to see what her story is about.
Yeah, I think, I mean, so she was on that first date, the one that Kelly took over.
Oh, yeah.
But she got no airtime. So I'm wondering if they're trying to make her a good guy. Because the first day, she seemed like she was going to be the bad guy. Her and Demi lookalike.
What is her name?
So many people. McKenna. So many. McKenna.
Yes.
The girl from Canada. I don't know why she's in the American Bachelor when there's a Canadian Bachelor, but here she is.
You would never know.
My dad was calling her the Demi. Like he thought that was Demi. Like, no, that's not Demi.
Demi's back on.
Demi's not back on. Trust me. But yeah. So I'm thinking, I don't know who the villain is. Maybe it's Kelly.
We'll have to see. Yeah. I'm surprised, though, with Kelly that they went back to the original meeting place of Pete and her. And she made a mistake by telling everyone that, too. That was, she put a target on her back.
No, also, cheating in the. Peter's
true.
Like, we're going back to the place we met. I'm like, dude, the show definitely told him to say that because.
Yeah, it's possible. He needs to take charge, though, and start just taking control.
I know. I thought he was going to be a boring bachelor. The dude kissed, what, like five girls that first night?
Oh, my gosh. I was very interesting to see.
I did not see that coming.
Oh, not at all. I thought there would be not really any.
I know. What else? Oh, Alaya. She was the first girl out of the. I hope I said that. Alaya. She's the first girl who came out of the limo, and she had a letter from her grandma. I thought that was a very good idea.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Also, the first girl that Peter grabbed to talk to 101.
Yeah, so, I think that was a good idea because he's always all about. He's a family man, so anyone who could play up that aspect. Who was the one who had the painting? Was that Hannah Ann?
I don't know.
Because that was also another, like, family type thing. And
yeah.
He likes that type of stuff.
Yeah. So that was a good idea from both of them.
That was very good.
Let's see, any else? Oh, the three flight attendants.
That was very funny.
I know. You think they ever, like, met him in person, you know, in their jobs? Just like,
I don't know. I wonder. That would be interesting. Yeah. That was pretty funny, though. Each person thought they were going to be individually... like some standout person, and they were going to be his co-pilot, but no.
Yeah, nope, just three of them. Just too bad they didn't bring another actual pilot, like a female pilot on the show.
And
they could actually be legit co-pilots.
Yeah, that would be very funny.
Oh, Lexi, I don't know who Lexi is, but I've noted her down. She came in the Corvette. Where does the people get these, like, Corvettes and the cows and, like, did the show get to them?
The
or?
Cow. What about the one girl? Who thought the cow was like a horse or something?
Oh,
was that that was so funny.
A cow and a pony look completely different, folks.
Is that a pony?
I live in Wisconsin. I know what cows look like. They don't look
cows,
like horses.
Yes. Very different.
Oh, man.
What did you think of Madison's one-on-one?
Yeah. So I have some thoughts here. So, do you remember Ari's first date? It was with Crystal.
Yeah.
And they flew back to his house, and like, he showed her around her family. It reminded me a little bit of that, but Peter's family seemed way more open to Madison than Ari's did to Crystal.
Yeah, they seem very open, and, they seem very, let me think of the right word here. They seem very... They're just very open to her, open arms and everything, very accepting. I was kind of surprised at that, especially since it's like the first episode too. Me and the parents already.
It also seems, first episode and you're already meeting the family. I mean, that's a huge advantage.
Especially
over
when there's
everybody
like
else.
30 other girls left, or however many.
Yeah, what 22 at this point? But yeah, still that's more girls than Peter probably remembers their names of.
Yeah,
but. And to get that first one, too, you know that she had to be on top of his list, or up there, at least.
Yeah, she must have been.
Yeah. I wonder who's going to take on the next 101.
The next 101? I don't know.
I don't think it'll be Hannah Ann because that's too soon for the first impression roles, girl.
I think that is too soon, yeah. I think he's going to try and get to know somebody else.
Probably won't be Kelly because we'll talk about that next, but he seems to know Kelly and like Kelly, so probably won't be Kelly either.
Probably not. I hope that it's Victoria P. personally.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking it's going to be too because he seemed pretty impressive for... let's jump to that group date. So the first group date, they of course had to involve planes because
the entire
show is going to be I'm going to be able to join the Air Force after this watching this show.
Oh
by
yeah,
how much they're showing
everything.
Planes.
oh, how yeah. about the whiteboards where nobody knew what was the second question? It was
feet in a mile or something like that?
Yeah, feet in a mile. So
yeah.
Putting down 30,000 feet. Yeah. A little off there.
You can say, just a little. one-sixth of that.
Oh, my gosh.
You can say, I was only 20 feet off.
Oh, really?
I knew it was 52, but I thought it was 52.60. It's 52.80.
Okay, I thought it was, yeah.
Somewhere. I'm like, 20 feet, that's not too bad.
That's acceptable.
Yeah. And... to be honest, it doesn't look like Peter even knew the answer because he seemed kind of shocked. So I'm thinking the show fed him, like in the earpiece.
Yeah, maybe.
But
52.
Also, wasn't Hannah Ann also sitting by him on that?
Yeah, that was interesting because she was sitting, connected to him as a pair almost. And I think she got the answer to that one, right?
Yeah, because they were working together. But
boy,
if I'm one of the girls and Hannah Ann already got the first impression role, I'd be kind of upset that Peter chose her again to sit by him.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But
sit too well.
That was the highlight of her on that day because she had no airtime besides sitting next to the dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Victoria P., we referenced before, she had that motion sickness drama from the teacups.
Motion sickness. Do you think she actually threw up in the bathroom there?
Because on so just to recap for people who didn't watch, it was they had him go in this gyro spinner thingy.
Yes.
And Victoria P, man, we need Victoria after Lee so we can just say Victoria, but
oh for sure.
Victoria P was super scared to go on, but then she faced her fears because she wanted to look good in front of Peter, and so she did it, and then she rushed to the bathroom afterwards, and Peter gave her some water to because he's a nice guy.
Yeah, it was nice of him to check in on her.
Yeah,
super I'm surprised nice. He was spinning her pretty fast though, even when he knew that she wasn't doing too well.
Yeah, I would be like, Vic, we don't need to see this. You get a pass, but
yeah,
the show probably loved it. So
it
the reason I think she actually threw up is because they did that, then they went to an obstacle course where they had to compete. And one of the obstacle courses was them running against these huge wind fans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
On the runway, there was puke. The show didn't reference it at all, but there was puke on that runway. So I'm thinking Victoria threw up on and then it was all over the other girls, which was just completely nasty, but... Yeah, so that's why
I think it
actually happened.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah,
she then had to go spin in the wheelchair, too. That was...
Yeah, which I think that's why she threw up there, yeah.
Yeah.
So poor Victoria P. But I think Peter saw a lot out of her for being willing to, embrace challenges.
Yeah, she showed, embracing challenges, conquering your fears, stuff like that. I think he likes that.
Yeah, I mean, I personally like that, too, which is why she's my favorite.
Oh, for sure, yes.
So I'm hoping that, she stays single long enough so when she's on Paradise and I'm on Paradise, we can be the new Dylan and Hannah G.
Catch up.
Yeah. I actually don't know how old she is. But all these girls are roughly... So I'm 24.
And all these girls are roughly
the same age as me, which is super nice. I'm hitting the prime bachelor years of my life here.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little too young still.
Just a little bit. you go first.
So the obstacle course, got down to two people. It was Tammy and the villain. What's her name? Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah. And they had to quickly change out of their nasty puked on
uniforms.
Yeah, uniforms into a pilot's uniform. And then ride these tricycle looking things.
Oh, they had some bizarre looking things, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Like a clown bike through an obstacle course to get to Peter. And then once like the winner got to fly around and Peter's little miniature plane.
Yeah.
Because of course he's gonna be flying like every episode this season.
Oh yeah, they're gonna have to play that up.
Yeah, because it's his one cool trait. It's like Ari in his cars.
It's like Colton and his virginity.
yeah, exactly. Except instead of virginity, it's also Peter's four times.
Oh, the windmill. Yes.
Yeah. We'll get to that day too.
We will get to that.
So, going back, Tammy is doing his course because, you know, Tammy's a freaking beast. We didn't talk about Tammy at all yet, but Tammy, her introduction, like her video, was like her deadlifting way more than
she was totally doing a lot.
She's
and strong.
She wears Gymshark, like which is like a workout lifting clothing brand that people try to get sponsored by, so you know that she's, you know, an athletic girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's, you know, pedaling as hard as she can on this course. And what does Kelly do? Kelly, the villain, just goes straight up the gut, doesn't mind the course, and just cheats her way to the finish line and wins.
Yeah, she couldn't. I can't believe they allowed that.
Oh, I know. If I'm Peter, I'd be like, yo, Tammy, you know, I'm picking you because I don't want to, you know, condone cheaters. Like, I don't want.
Yeah, that's true. I think, but did he make a remark about how she was willing to do anything, including cheat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Way to go,
a little
bud.
Iffy.
Yeah. So Tammy's ticked. Every girl's ticked. But
possibly the villain.
Yeah, villain Kelly gets to fly in an airplane with Pilot Pete. And nothing really major happens on the plane. I mean,
nothing too bad.
Yeah. But then they go to what's it called? Yeah,
the hotel.
Yeah, the hotel that.
And so, yeah, if that wasn't enough cheating, then they go to the hotel that both of them met at.
Right. So Kelly and Pilot Pete met before the show randomly. I'm air quoting. You can't see it. Forgot. It's a podcast. And a month before the show. So they basically know each other. And Pilot Pete seems to like that they met.
Yeah, he seems very interested in her. He kept saying that they had a spark even when they had met that one time, and that he was hoping that she would come on the show.
Right, which, I mean, I don't think she's that attractive or has that great personality, so I don't know what he sees in her, but
I'd have to agree with you there. I'm not sure what he totally sees in her.
See, her greatest traits are she's a lawyer, so I'm a law student, so I'm partial to lawyers, but that's her greatest trait, which isn't saying much.
Yeah.
So she gets back to the hotel, and then all the girls hate her, and she kind of knows it. And
yeah.
Peter's like, you just ignore them, you know, just it's you and me. And
uh-huh.
Of course, he gives that date rose to her because he really likes her.
Oh, yeah, and then that's what I was talking about earlier. He gives the rose to her in front of all the other girls, and he says, I forget the exact words, but he says, like, oh, this is where we first met and had our spark in front of all the other girls, and I would not have done that personally if I was him. I would have either pulled her aside or just given her the rose and said some words that weren't, yeah, I think he chose the wrong words for that.
Oh, he definitely did, definitely. Also, just one more note on the Four Seasons part of that date, before he handed the rose, he stole three roses from the Four Seasons and gave them to Victoria P, because Victoria P is like, no one's ever taken care of me before, and he goes steals three roses from the hotel.
I like that moment. That was pretty cute.
Yeah. No, it definitely was, but he stole.
That was pretty funny. He did steal.
I'm hoping ABC, reimbursed them that
$30
or whatever. But
oh man,
because you know the lawyer in me says I can't condone any of this, petty crimes.
Stealing.
Yeah. So then it was that day, and then it was the 101, which we already talked about. It wasn't the 101 was it was cute, but it wasn't like too much happened.
No, obviously, not too much talking, more doing.
Madison got the rose. And there seems to be a connection there of Peter.
Seems to be some chemistry.
Yeah. It honestly is a really would be a shocker if, you know, Peter didn't give her the rose on the first one-on-one. It'd be kind of...
That's what, true,
didn't
yeah.
Didn't Hannah B. have the first one-on-one last year, or one of the first, and, like, it was a horrible date.
Oh, and it was very bad, but I think she still got the rose, right?
Still got the rose, yeah, because it would look really bad for the Bachelor to say, like, yeah, no, I'm sorry, right
that
away.
That would be bad. You might as well send them home at that point.
Yeah. But it wasn't like that. Madison and Peter seemed to have a connection.
Good chemistry.
So then it was the last group date, which I'm going to label it the Hannah B. group date.
Oh, man. I had to even skip through parts of that. It was very difficult to watch.
So we didn't even talk about Hannah B. at all yet, which is, I don't know, partially on purpose because I didn't want to bring up the, you know, the beast, but...
The beast.
Yeah, so... All the way lead. I've been trying to stay away from spoilers as much as possible, which includes the commercials. And on the commercials that I saw, it was like Hannah B's coming back. I'm like, oh no, just get her off my screen. I've seen her on Bachelor, Bachelorette, Dancing with the Stars, and now The Bachelor again. So she initially came after all the girls came, after their first impressions, and then here comes Hannah B out of the limo, and I'm like, oh no. But then she just gives Pilot Pete back his cufflinks, or I don't know.
Yeah,
what
wings it, maybe, or
yeah,
something like that.
Pilot thing, because Pilot Pete gave it to her on his first impression during her season. And, and then she left, and then I'm like, oh, okay, that's not too bad. Thank you, Bachelor, for not prolonging her stay.
Yeah, I was glad that she didn't stay after that, and although I think that would have caused a lot of uprest with all the ladies there as
right
well.
I mean it already did, but
oh yeah, it did, yes.
But the girls seem to get over it because, you know, Peter's like, yeah, that's in my past. But here comes group date two, and who's standing there? Miss Hannah B.
I think that was a big mistake on Peter's part, because he said that he picked a friend and he didn't even know what the date was going to be, and that he had his friend setting it all up. So first of all, picking Hannah Brown, I think, was a mistake. But also then what she ended up having them do, all I saw was the windmill, and then I was like, okay, time to skip.
Yeah. You honestly did not miss much. So what happened was Hannah B described that four times windmill story, and then she's like, now it's time for you girls to write your stories about your sexual lives too. And I'm like, every season they do this, and every season it's like, it's not the best date ever. But they couldn't even get to that part because Hannah B just completely took over that rest of the episode. That might be 20 minutes, the last 20 minutes of the show. She just took over.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's never a good idea.
You didn't watch this at all, did you?
I skipped then to where Hannah B. showed up and was crying, and then Peter went to comfort her. But okay. Describing that, I can't imagine talking about past relationships being a good idea for a new relationship.
Especially when your ex is right on the stage.
Oh, for
sure.
Know,
talking about
yes.
you in front
someone
of...
Someone you fell in love with.
Yeah, I mean, what, he had over 10 girls to this day. I mean, it's just not... It was not going to be a good idea.
Recipe for disaster.
Yeah, honestly. Like, why didn't he invite one of his buddies from Bachelorette, like Dylan?
Oh, he
could
have picked Dylan. Yes, he should have picked Dylan. Imagine seeing yeah. Dylan. Have Dylan and Hannah do a cute thing and they all
yeah.
dance or something.
Yeah, but no, he picks Hannah B.
Ooh,
setting up for disaster.
He was forced to do that?
You wonder. I mean, probably, because the show loves Hannah B. But, oh, man. I don't know if the show even wanted her to cry, but they probably knew she was going to cry, to be honest. But
yeah, that's a possibility.
I don't know what's going to happen between Hannah B and Peter, because I hope she just leaves. I hope she gets to her senses and is like, okay, we had our shot. I picked you third. You're not second.
Third, yes.
Third. Like, can you imagine going, like, you're Pilot Pete and be like, yo, you picked me third. Like, I don't want to be someone's third choice.
That's true, yes. And the fact that he's even to the point where he's like, oh, do you want to come back? I think that shows that he might still have true feelings for her. But I think it's a very big issue because she came back and started crying, right? And she didn't explain to him anything because I don't think she wants to come back. I think she's just not doing very well on her own and she wanted a little bit of comfort. But I think she really messed with Pete's head here.
Yeah, I mean, you can say what she did when Jed broke it off of her too, right? She goes on the show and she asked Tyler out right away.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, girl, sometimes you need to be alone to
figure it out. You figure yourself out.
You can't just be dating someone and then dating someone else. You're never going to be in a healthy relationship doing that if you have to be attached to somebody.
But I think you're totally right there. And also, imagine Pete is watching the live finale and he sees then her ask Tyler, and he's number three. Yes, now then she comes back however many months later and without contacting him. I could see how that would be very confusing.
Right, right. No, I'm with you there. So then the episode ends with just them talking to each other and her crying and him asking if she wants to come to the show, and then it just goes black. So next week we're going to start with the same group date, and we're shown that the girls are upset, right? And the girls that are on the date are upset that Peter's spending all this time with Hannah B, his ex, which, you know, that's justified.
That is very justified. That's reasonable.
And just something else I was noting is, like, all the, category one, like, the girls that I think are going to go far and the show kind of reference going far were on the first group that was not taken over by Hannah B. And then the girls, besides, I think, Alaya, who was in second date, but all those girls on the second date, they're not the ones that are supposed to be going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you're right. I think you're onto something there. Something deep.
Because I think, Alaya could go far. And then I think McKenna, the Canadian villain, she was on the second group too. But, I mean, if you're going to put the new Demi, on a group date, you're going to put her on the sexual stories group date.
Oh, of course.
So... that's
the disaster of a group date.
Yeah, honestly. And group dates seem pretty bad in theory anyways, but that one was just completely... That's what happens when you bring Hannah B, your ex, to a group date on the first... You know, it's the second group date.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it was just never going to be right.
It was just waiting to blow up.
But... that is probably all the episode. So now we're going to do...
You know what? Actually, one last thing. I was very surprised that the girl, I think it was Marissa, got voted out. Didn't get a rose at the end. I thought she was a pretty strong character. She was the one who had gained a lot of weight and then lost it all. And she seemed like a strong person, strong woman.
Yeah, honestly, I forgot about that the point, too. Like, if all the... So eight girls... So he started at 30, got down to 22 after the first night, which is brutal. But she was the biggest surprise, I thought so too. Yeah, I mean, yeah. She's straight up a hottie too. So I mean,
yeah, I thought she was pretty nice, pretty lots of personality, knows what she wants.
Yeah, so that's a bummer. I mean, I don't see what he sees in other Victoria, dry sense of humor girl.
Oh, can't be anything.
No, I mean she crying the first night, like bawling, like I don't know. That doesn't
seem right.
You haven't met the guy yet. Like, how can you be bawling about somebody who you awkwardly talked to twice?
That's
right?
True. You have to think about this realistically. If you were in real life and you still had not met this guy, yeah, you shouldn't be crying over the person.
Yeah. Yeah. So good call there. Forgot about that. Us two, my brother, and then your dad, and like your brother's gonna be doing a fancy bachelor league.
Oh yeah, and fantasy bachelor. You're going down.
The winner last year was my brother, mostly because he checked it every week, which was a big bonus for him. But big this year, my goal is to check every week and make sure I get my points.
That's true.
Unfortunately, last week for the premiere, the website went down.
Yes, the right website did go down. I noticed that an hour beforehand. I was trying to select my picks.
Yep, so you didn't get your picks in, right?
I was not able to, no.
Yeah, and his brother wasn't either. Thankfully, you can make up points pretty easily in the season, especially later on. So you're not too far out. But the standings as of now is I'm in, besides you and your brother, who got zero, I'm in dead last, which is a bummer. I picked Jade and Katrina, who both,
both went
home. Yeah. I also picked Vil and Kelly, which I'm kind of feeling not great about personally, but it was a great fantasy pick. I got a whole bunch of points from her.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But also, to be honest, I don't know how the scoring all works. We play this advanced system where you get points for certain things, but there's a lot of categories.
There are quite a few categories, yeah. Basically, if you pick the contenders who are involved more, you'll probably do better.
Yeah. So my two picks going home really killed my score. But I'm not too far. No one's too far. It's like literally, I think, the difference between, I think the top score is 140 points and I'm 115.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
You can only make up game. Points. I think the last couple rounds you get like mega points. Yeah. So that's the update there. Now, before we wrap up the show, we're just going to do our prediction. So let's do final. Let's do homecoming. We do final four. Who do you think your final four is?
Final four. Let me see. I think Hannah N is gonna be there.
Yeah,
I'm not
too.
Totally sure about Kelly. I don't think I'd have to. I don't think I'm gonna go with her yet. But I also think Madison, the person on the solo date, is also gonna make it pretty far.
Yeah,
and of course, Victoria P. Have to have Victoria P.
Yeah, my favorite too.
My favorite for sure. The fourth one? I'm not sure about the fourth one. Maybe Lexi. I got a good feeling from her.
Who is Lexi again?
I don't really remember.
fair enough. So yeah, my first three would be the same three. Hannah and good Victoria. Victoria P. And Madison.
Madison, yeah.
Because, you know, getting your parents' approval is already, you know, Peter's Family Guy, getting your mom's approval was like the best thing you could do. So Madison's going to go
far.
I think Madison, I mean, my fourth, I'm going to throw in Kelly. Because, Peter, like, I don't know what's up with him and Kelly, but, like, he acts like they're like BFFs already. I mean, dude, you met her once. You know,
yeah,
a month
ago.
Act
like, yes, he acts very. He seems very interested in her. I think you're right there with that prediction.
But I hope it's not. I hope it's Aliyah. I mean, that's who I hope is in the final four over, Kelly. But I think Vil and Kelly makes it for the drama, especially. Who
that's
do you
true.
Think, is the final two then?
Final two. I'm going to have to go with Victoria P just because that's my favorite. And between Madison and Hannah Ann, I might have to go with Hannah Ann.
Okay.
She seems like a fireball that can keep him interested and keep him chasing.
So I'm going to go with Madison for sure because, again, got mom's approval.
Mom's approval, of course.
And I'm going to throw in Vil and Kelly.
Vil and Kelly, yeah. There's
yeah,
always
I,
one of those personalities
I think,
that makes it far.
Yeah, I think she makes the final two. You know, our favorite Victoria P, the good Victoria. I think she becomes the Hannah G, where she becomes like, you know, my favorite, and then she just drops off because Peter's blind. And then
oh yeah, I think you might be onto something there.
What's her face? Hannah Ann. I think she's going to become, I don't know, just not enough. Like, she's going to be third. She's going to be like a Tayshia, right? Where she's great, and she's going to have an awesome paradise experience, maybe even be the next Bachelorette. But I think it's going to come down to mom's approval pick, Madison, and Vil and Kelly, who has this magical connection with Peter, which I don't understand.
Yeah, so but I think those are good predictions there.
And who do you think is going to walk away with the final roles then?
The final roles? If I was going between your two, yeah, I think Vil and Kelly might somehow pull it off. But if I had to say, no, I don't think Vil and Kelly. I think Madison actually would be the final one.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking
too.
Change my prediction there.
Yeah, I'm locking in Madison. Mom's approval means a lot. And I think getting the one-on-one date right away, too, helps because then you have that strong base. I mean, she probably won't get another one-on-one until, boy, I mean, you could get a little final
six.
Oh,
it will be a while, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, she's going to have a bunch of group dates. As long as she doesn't freak out, you know, on the group dates and say, like, why don't we get more one-on-one time? I think she'd be fine. And I think she's only going to grow. And once you get down to the final... I don't remember. When did they meet the parents? Is that final two they meet the parents?
It might be final two. Yeah, I think it's two. Maybe it's
okay.
Three even. Because I thought Colton was going around going to each of the parents and asking... Oh, yeah, maybe it's
right.
Two then. Maybe it's two that they meet their parents.
Because Colton met with Tayshia's dad, and Tayshia's dad
met
was
with,
like,
yeah.
No. And then
yeah.
He met with Cassie's dad, and Cassie's dad actually said no. You know, Tayshia's dad came around, but Cassie's dad actually said no. And then Hannah G said yeah. So, yeah, I think it's final three.
Yeah.
So, I think if Madison makes it final three and beats the mom again, it's just going to for sure lock it in.
Yeah, I think that's a good prediction.
And then who do you think would be the bachelorette?
The next bachelorette?
I guess it could
be
anybody.
I'd be down to see some Victoria P. I would like to see them go outside of the network, though, and choose a new person.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'm gonna say, like, there's no one prior seasons I would want to come and be the bachelorette. You know, Hannah G was my favorite, but I'm glad she's with Dylan. They're cute together.
They're very cute, yes.
There's no one on the past season that I would want. But yeah, I think it's gonna be Heather Ann because, Hannah Ann, another Hannah.
another Hannah.
Yeah, because she has that personality. But I'd rather it be someone not named Hannah than someone named Victoria.
Break the streak of Hannahs.
Yeah. Alrighty, dude. That wraps up our show. We're going to sign off for this episode of Simba's Rose.
All right.
Stay tuned for the next dramatic episode.
I can't wait.